Phoenix FM.
Now, I'm joined in the studio by Paolo Moreno.
Hello.
Who is a fantastic singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist. He's got a fantastic album out called The Mighty Small. He's been in the studio to see us before here at Phoenix FM, and he's coming to play a brand new track as well. But before we talk about all that, welcome,
Paolo. Hello, my love. Hello, my listeners. Sorry about that.
I don't know if that did go out live on air, but never mind. First words out your mouth.
Good morning.
Good morning and goodbye. Brentwood Festival, you're playing on stage two.
Yeah.
On Saturday. How do you feel about that?
Looking forward to it, mainly because I've got a guest artist playing with me this time round. Haven't I, Michelle?
Yes.
So I'm looking forward to getting up and playing. And it's been a while since I've played in Brentwood, so we always get a fantastic crowd. And I love making noise, so there we go.
And you're on at a great time, 4:45.
Yep, good afternoon
on stage. It's a really good slot, and it's going to be sunny as well. There's not going to be rain on Saturday, so it's looking
great. I judge festivals by the booze intake level, so at 4:45, most of the people watching would have been able to have had sunk a few by then, and you know, the stragglers would have been into the festival by then. And it's not an 8 o'clock slot where everyone's a little bit starting to fall off the world, but. So it's good. It gives me time to enjoy the festival afterwards as well.
And Martin will be there too. Hi, Martin.
Hi, Jeff.
I know you're not the artist, but you are the manager, and as such, you do a very important job.
I like to think so.
There we go. And that's enough from you.
That's enough from me.
That's the only thing you need to say.
From him.
We'll cut that out, don't you worry.
Okay.
Now, you've got Trinity Homeless Ambassador. Tell us about this.
I've been working with the Trinity Homeless Project for about 3 years, a bit longer than that. It's a fantastic project to be involved with, helping homeless people. They do a big sleep out once a year where they encourage the public to come and sleep rough. And we generally play loads of music to them and hang out all night. Nobody really sleeps, to be honest with you. Mm. And they're pitching it later in the year, so we're getting close. We're in December, I think, this time around, aren't we? December.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I have a gig, so I can't play it. But I will be there in spirit, and I'm going to send some bits and pieces across. But it's a fantastic night. Everybody's in such a great mood. And following on from that and the shows that I've been playing for them for a while, I do a lot of corporate shows. Because with any charity, they need to bring money in, they need to get support, so we have to approach every element of corporations right down to local shops and the public and everyone trying to raise
awareness. Is this just based for Essex, or is this is that for the whole of the UK?
The Trinity is based where they're North London, basically.
Yeah.
But there are lots of these projects popping up, so there's a web of them around the country, I think, in response to current climate. And,
why is it important to you? What made you? There's so many sort of charities out there. What made this charity sort of for you to get involved?
I left home when I was 16, and I bummed around Europe for 10 years. And, and a lot of that time, I'd spend sleeping rough or strapping a guitar to my back and hoping it was there in the morning, kind of thing.
Yeah.
And when you're young and you're in sunny countries, it's a lot more bearable than being in a miserable country and with terrible weather and everything. So that kind of knowing lots of people who have been through hard times as well, it just seemed like a good angle. And it kind of, they asked us, invited me to go along and play, and we have some good friends there. So everything kind of happened automatically, which was wonderful. I've had some experiences in the past.
Because it is very difficult, isn't it? It's difficult now for, I was saying to Harriet earlier, who's only 15, coming out from school, jobs are just not, they're not there like they used to be probably 10, 15 years ago for young people. So where do they go?
Yeah, we're still relatively privileged in this country to a degree. It's not as bad as other European countries and other places in the world, but for sure. I think it's tougher these days for anyone at any age, whether you're leaving school and going into looking for work, or whether you're trying to change jobs or even find a job, or however it is, it's tough out there. A lot of competition, and you have to be Teflon and rubber at the same time. You know, you have to bounce back and take the blows. So being involved with a project like this just means that we're able to work closely with people, actually helping people, meet a lot of the people who go through these situations, share their stories and connect, which is what playing music for me is all about, connecting. We played a show at the Fling, and one of the songs I played was Where Do You Go When You Don't Fit In, which is based on that idea, you know. And I played a dance version of it. I had to do a dance set, which was really good fun.
Really?
So I dropped beats all over my tunes, and that sounds a bit rude. And had a fantastic time doing it, and just ran it. That was an 8 in the evening, so everyone was falling off the earth at that point, alcohol-wise. Yep. So we wanted to get the tempo going, and the venue that said to me, "Can you do a dance set?" And I said, "Yeah, definitely. We'll ramp it up." So I played "Where'd You Go" and "You Don't Fit In" with a real. But it sounded, the beat was so fast and stomping. It sounded a little bordering Gabba. You know what I mean? It was incredible. And I hadn't planned it like that, but it just kind of worked really, really well. So I played that, and at the end of the show, we got a great response, and I was really pleased about that. We received a really nice email from a gent who had been homeless, had been in the situation, and had said, "Oh, wow, you know, that song really connected with me, the lyrical content." And so it was lovely to play that song, that flagship song, and have it recognised for that, and even though it was played in a different way.
We used to talk for hours, but now we shout, we just shout. Could tell you anything, so it seems, so it seems. Oh, where do you go when you don't fit in? Where do you go when you don't fit in? Where are you heading now?
That is Paola Moreno. There was "Where Do You Go When You Don't Fit In," and it's taken from the album "The Mighty Small," which is out now to buy. It's a fantastic album, and really well put together. There's loads of different styles on the album as well. One of my particular favourites. We will be doing on Saturday, because it's one of those toe tapping numbers that when you hear it, you kind of end up joining in. Even when you don't know the song, you'll end up joining in, because it's one of those. That's a good song, you see. When people start joining in, and they've only just heard the song, because it is one of those.
I was playing at the Fling actually, and we were backstage, and there's a new track I'm working on called "It's Only Love." And I played the acoustic version of that, and there were people singing along like they knew the song. Obviously, they didn't. A couple of people going, "Oh, yeah, that's great. Who wrote that?" You know? Yeah, singing along at the top of their voices.
Yeah.
Which is really funny.
What's the dream for you?
I love doing the music, and the processes that come along within the way I work it at the moment, and I work with the people who are involved in the projects, Martin, Steve, my brother, a few other people. I like the dynamics of it all.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of happy with the way the music travels across. I suppose from a financial point of view, I'd like to be in a better position. but as to the music, I've producing and working on the music is a reward in itself. Mm. Where I would like to be career-wise, I'd love to be playing in front of hundreds of thousands of people. I'd love to have that opportunity.
Yeah.
But the magic for me happens in lots of different areas of music. So the performance is one fantastic area where you actually get to connect, and it's that nerve-wracking, and as you know, that's part of it. It's so close a connection with the fans and with people who are watching you play. Whereas in the studio, when you're recording a track, there's that creation process, which when you get to that point, you sit back and listen and go, "Wow, that sounds amazing." Mm. That's a wonderful point. Or when I'm writing a track, that's like a release process. So getting the lyrics and the songs and the ideas and everything out in that part is again wonderfully rewarding. So there are loads of elements in the whole process that are wonderful. I suppose when it comes down to actually my career, I just like to perform and reach out and have that connection. So the bigger the connection and the more people, the happier and the better it is. So yes, I'd love to play everywhere and be the biggest artist on the planet. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
What, like, can't, well, isn't it, is it Kanye West is it currently the biggest artist in the world? Or did you take an intake of breath in?
Did I? Don't know. Are we talking physical size?
I don't know. Are we talking about his version of Queen, wasn't it? Didn't he do it at Glastonbury, a Queen song? Did you not see it?
No, I didn't. I didn't. I watched a few bands from Glastonbury. I didn't. But boy, it's not my kind of. It's the ego I can't get around. You know, there are certain bands that I can appreciate the ego in, but and you know, I can only imagine being on top of the world. You're going to have some kind of ego issue to a degree, or ego management. Not saying that he has an ego, but ego management issues, because there's only one way to go when you're on top of the world, and that's back down again. So. Yeah. I dare say you fight your tooth and nail to stay up there and take every criticism uber personally, because it's that much louder and coming from so many more people.
Well, that's why you've got a manager, because if you get criticised, he's there to take it for you. Take the blame.
Yeah, or you have a famous wife, you know what I mean? Yeah. So if things get a bit desperate, you can always just, you know, point to her backside and look.
Oh, dear. I hope you've not made a fattest comment there.
No, I mean in a nice way. Hey.
Oh, yes, know. We're talking about...
Because that's apparently a famous backside, isn't it? I was going
to
say...
I don't think it's hers, to be quite honest, love. I think that's
really?
From somewhere.
Really? Yeah. Oh, is it Photoshopped?
But not Photoshopped. I think there's been things... I won't say... I was about to say something
additions,
then.
Were you going to say?
I was going to say really bad. I'm not going to say what I was going to say.
We could get really lost in this conversation.
It was. Let's move away from backsides. Now, Electric Jam Night...
And Kim Kardashian. Let's move away from her backside specifically.
Exactly. Electric Jam Night on the 14th of August and 11th of September... with some Scream and Blackchapel.
Yeah.
This sounds like it's going to be brilliant. If there's musicians listening in, Lee Luscious, all the guys, I know there's quite a lot of musicians listening in at the moment. Tell them all about it.
Okay, Electric Jam started, I started it up a couple of years back. The idea and the concept is to pull bands together to do exactly that, jam. You see it happen with open mic nights and things like that from time to time, but I wanted to try and get the concept of having a full band instrumentation, so... People turn up and there's bass guitars, electric guitar, acoustic, keyboards, drums, electric drums, rather. Percussionists turn up, bring an instrument with you, you know, that kind of thing. And we just jam.
Mm.
Never had a... It always turns into... It's always interesting and good fun. And it depends on the members that come along. We've had some really crazy Doors-esque 1960s-style moments as we were joined by the Prudence Brothers. Who are I'm trying to remember the name of the latest manifestation. John and
the Villettes.
Thank you very much. And obviously they have a very 60s-esque style guitar playing and musicianship as well. And we mix that with other musicians. A friend of mine, Dennis, who is very 80s orientated with this. And when it all comes together, and I jump onto whatever instrument is spare. So that's what we kind of put together.
Are the instruments there for people?
I bring all my gear along. I mean, I take digital drums, so you're going to have to get your head around those as much as I enjoy playing acoustic. All the gear is there, so you can just turn up. But I always say to people, you know, please feel free to bring your own axe, bring your own whatever.
Yeah.
Be cool if you can.
Vocalists as well.
Yeah, whatever.
What was that, sorry?
Vocalists as well.
Yeah. We have singers down there too. Yeah. So, you know, and that's always one of the most popular ones. You know, we just try and move away from the acoustic jam. So the electric jam is that. When we used to run it at one venue, we've moved to the basement now on Will Street in Chelmsford. A good friend of ours running that, mainly because it's a better vibe in there, we felt, and also it's a smaller venue, it's more contained. And what we wanted to do this time round, we're running for about 6 shows, we wanted to bring in as bigger artists from the local scene as we could.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, they don't come much bigger than the Sunscreen. We were number one selling dance outfit 15-20 years ago, was that when they were at their utter height. But they've just released a new album, which is fantastic, incredible. Yeah. Blackchapel has done some remixes and has a track featured on the album. So what we're going to do is we're going to jam out the whole night between the three acts. So we'll have a little bit of interaction with me and Blackchapel, and then with me and Sunscreen. Hopefully Blackchapel will be in there as well. He's going to be mixing and DJing. So there's loads of, you know, the idea is to just see where the evening goes. So there's going to be vintage tunes from all of the guys playing. And and we'll let you know what's coming on for the next ones. We've got some bigger ones planned and more planned for the future. But please come along. It's going to be kicking off around about 8 o'clock. I think we're opening doors about 7 o'clock. And it's on the 14th of August and the 11th of September. So please come down and join us.